Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said nothing intoxicates some people like a sip of authority. We're happy to be privileged of coming your way today with Bible Meditations. We're glad you're listening, and we do hope that as we study together, we'll profit from our study of the Word of God. We get back to our study in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts. We have noted that the Apostle Paul, realizing that he has just a short time to be here upon the earth, wants to give instruction to the elders of Ephesus, and so he calls them to Miletus. He points out to them that they were well aware of the way that he had lived and had taught when he was in their presence. Also, he said that he had not kept back anything from them that they were in need of. He had declared the whole counsel of God. He exhorted them to be careful and to feed or tend the flock of God which was among them. This was called the church that he purchased with his own blood. That's verse 28. And that indicates the importance of the church in the sight of God and of man. Then also, he gives the warning, knowing that after he would leave, there would be others come after him who should draw away disciples from the Lord and take them after them. And so they were told to watch and remember. And remember, they had been given warnings every day and night by the Apostle Paul with tears. Very obviously, he's very sincere and very concerned that they receive the Word of God and know about the false teachers that might come their way. Paul wasn't after their gold or their silver. He just simply wanted them to know what God's will was and for them to do the best they could in their service unto God. He also pointed out to them in departing from them the love that he had for them, the concern that he had, the prayers that he'd offered in their regard. Now, they were certainly touched by what was there. But there's something that I want you to think about, and this is the basis for what we're thinking about in our study this week. Paul said, "I preached the Word of God to you." Do you ever wonder why preachers preach the things they do? What is the motivation and what's behind the preaching that is done by those who preach? Well, of course, there are some who have the wrong motive. This was pointed out by Paul when he said there were those who were wolves who would enter among you and not spare the flock. There are false teachers in the world. Warnings are given by Jesus, "Beware of those who come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Paul in the Galatian letter, chapter 1, says, "I marvel that you're so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." Isn't that a serious charge? If any man preaches anything that had not already been delivered, then the curse of heaven was upon that particular person. Certainly, we realize that the Lord wants us to teach the Word of God, that alone, and does not in any way want us to turn in the direction of the doctrines and the commandments of men. A warning is given by Peter in 2 Peter chapter 2. Peter said, "There were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. He's simply saying there are going to be false teachers, some who will not teach the Word of God, whatever their motives are. If they have sincere motives or their motives are not sincere, that's really not the point. The point is, are they teaching the truth? If what they teach is not the truth as revealed in the Word of God, it couldn't lead people in the right direction. I'm amazed that there are people who seem to think there's no danger. Any person who's teaching religion is teaching the truth. Well, I think that comes from the climate in which we live, and I'm not talking about the weather outside. Our climate today is something like this. You do what you want to, I'll do what I want to. You believe what you want to, I believe what I want to. You're right, and I'm right. Everybody's all right. That kind of a climate produces the idea there can't be anything false. Everything's right. And so as a result of that, it becomes even more dangerous to people because they think everybody is okay and therefore no reason to be concerned about this matter. Do you ever wonder why Paul would take the time, if his life was about to be over, why would he take the time to call the Ephesian elders together and warn them about what might happen after he left? If everybody is all right and every teacher is okay, why would he give this warning? Very obviously, the Bible is filled with warnings about false teachers. And that just alerts us and helps us to realize that we have responsibility of weeding out and finding out what is truth and what is error. Therefore, it becomes incumbent upon every individual to become a Bible student, to look into the Word of God for himself. On Bible meditations repeatedly, we have urged you to use your Bible and check everything that is said. I don't accept or don't want you to accept anything that a man says in religion unless it comes from the Bible. If it's in the Word of God, then of course believe and practice that. However, it becomes your responsibility to find out what God said about the matter and to be obedient to the will of God. Now, if you think about that, here's the reason Paul comes to the church at Ephesus or their elders and talks to them. Because there are going to be false teachers come, and they needed to be alert and aware. The only remedy is for the Word of God to be taught. We appreciate studying with you today. I hope you'll listen again tomorrow. And remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.